This edition of the Monocle Arts Review was first broadcast on the 20th of October 2015 on Monocle 24. Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Holly Fisher. Today I'm joined down the line by music journalist Mars Sellers, who spent the past week meandering through New York City for this year's CMJ Music Marathon, the annual indie music showcase that takes place in venues around the Big Apple. She'll be giving us a bit of inside knowledge on the bands that we should be keeping an eye out for over the coming months and a few survival tips for a whirlwind week of music. That's all to come here on the Monocle Arts Review. Stay tuned. Welcome to the show, Ma. The 35th CMJ Music Marathon has just wound up. How's this year's event been?
Great, as always. Lots of bands, lots of friends from around the world, all taking over Brooklyn and the Lower East Side of Manhattan. It's one of those things like South by Southwest where, you know, New York becomes a small town. You're walking down Houston Street, I think that's the correct pronunciation, and, you know, you run into a friend who you haven't seen in 15 years, and you're like, hey, and you never think that'll happen in New York because it's New York, but that's what happens during CMJ, and it's great.
So is it all quite spontaneous, or how do you plan your days? Do you tend to do research of the bands that you want to see, or are you wanting to be surprised?
I try to do a lot of research this time. A lot of times I just show up at a festival and think, I'll just do whatever my friends tell me to do, because they book festivals, they're music inspiration people, so it's like, why not? But this time I did a lot of research, listened to a lot of bands, and so I had a few picks. But I find there's a lot of daytime programming, and a lot of venues are clumped together. So like the Lower East Side, Pianos and Cake Shop are right beside each other, and Pianos actually has two venues. So if you kind of don't know what to do during the day, there's free shows there, and it's a really easy bet that you'll go there, and there's three different venues within 5 seconds of each other, and you can kind of wander between stages. And that's where I've discovered some of the best stuff, because the amount of acts they get during the day, they're all playing official shows later at the night, but they're playing great shows like for free, and you don't even need a badge. There's people from Australia, Sweden, you know, all over Canada, America.
And when you have other, like the other big North American showcases like South by Southwest to contend with, what are people hoping that CMJ will provide them with that perhaps these might not?
I think that South by has just gotten too big almost now that it's really hard to manage. You know, there's just too much going on, where CMJ, which is older than South by, hasn't expanded as much. It hasn't got as crazy. So I feel like it's easier for people to still do the networking and meet people, because it's a bit more, you know, yeah, bumping into people and, you know, a bit more contained. You know, I mean, it is still spread out, Brooklyn and the Lower East Side, but you can kind of, and you sort of have to pick, you know, am I going to spend the night in Brooklyn running around to venues, or am I going to spend the night in Manhattan? Because going between the two is kind of a pain. But the good thing is if you miss a band, you know you can probably check them out the next day. They're probably playing a show somewhere else.
I guess kind of one of the things that maybe sets this showcase apart is its connection with college radio. How important is college radio still to the American music scene?
I mean, I live in Canada, but in Canada and America, like the North American scene, it's still a big deal, because when bands are starting out, it's, you know, where you get your first plays. It's also how people usually get into working in media in this continent. You know, a lot of people go to university and they're maybe even studying something completely nothing to do with music or media, and then they start volunteering at their college radio station, and they're like, oh yeah, this is actually good, like I really like this. And sometimes people go off and like have a, you know, career in TV or journalism, and it wasn't even what they were expecting. And it's where everyone gets their start. Like even people that, you know, don't work in media but run a record label, any of those people you talk to, they'll all be like, yeah, I had a college radio show when I was in university. It's, you don't have to be a student to have a college radio show in North America. You just have to be a volunteer. Like anyone can come. I have a college radio show and I'm not going to university.
Well, let's rattle through a few of your highlights from this year's showcase. Your first pick of the many, many bands that have been playing this year's Music Marathon is a British band called Shopping. Tell us a little bit about these guys, Ma.
So I've been waiting for them to come over. They've just put out two records now. They're from London and a three-piece. Rachel from the band is also in another band called Trash Kit. Her and Andrew Milk, the drummer, they also are involved in a London venue called Power Lunches, which is a DIY space on Kingsland Row that does, you know, vegetarian food and has shows in the basement. They've been really involved in the London scene. I've known about them for ages, but they've never played North America. They've got two full albums out and hadn't even come to play a show here. So it was really exciting because it's like, yeah, they finally came. And they're one of the bands playing like five shows in 2 days. And they played their first show at Pianos. They said it was a bit rough. I missed that one, but I saw them at Santo's Party House at the NME Showcase. And Andrew declared that it was the best sound they'd ever had on stage. So I was like, what a great show to see them at, like, for the first time. And it's sort of dancey, post-punk, like ESG kind of stuff, like lots of like just little guitar hooks and like pumping bass lines, and everyone was dancing. They kind of run, Rachel like runs around on stage, looks like she's working out or doing some sort of cardio fitness. And they've just got really great energy and really catchy tunes. And it was just nice to see some friends from London, you know, come to North America, and people were like really appreciating it.
Well, let's hear a little bit of Shopping. Here they are with Why Wait. Why wait? That was Why Wait by Shopping from their album Why Choose, which is out on Fat Cat Records. When you know that there are going to be certain record labels at these showcases, do you look out for certain ones that you know are going to provide you with something good?
Yeah, it's a good thing. Like, there was a Wichita, I missed it, but there was like a Wichita showcase that wasn't even part of CMJ. But, you know, a lot of people were like, oh, let's go to that, or the Bella Union showcase, because there's labels that, you know, they're curators. You know, oh, that label's put out a bunch of good bands. Like, you can kind of trust them. So yeah, Fat Cat. I like Fat Cat, and Shopping's on that label. And they're doing a big North American tour with Shannon and the Clams. So that's really nice. Like, they're doing 5 weeks here. So it's like, you know, a lot of bands come over and just do CMJ or some little showcase thing and then go back to Europe. And they're just like, we're coming and doing the whole thing, like 5-6 week tour.
Oh, that's quite interesting as well, though, in terms of people who live in America, and perhaps international bands don't come and do that many places when they're over in America. Are the people coming to CMJ because bands often skip their towns, perhaps?
Yeah, especially with the college radio thing, because you get people from all over the states, from smaller cities and are involved in smaller college stations. They'll come to CMJ to meet their fellow college radio colleagues and check out bands that hopefully they'll be able to promote in their town, you know, when they get to that next level, because CMJ is still starting up. You know, it's that a lot of the bands are still just on the up rather than like being like a festival headliner yet. But I mean, there are a lot of festival bookers here. I think that's a big thing. There's people from Bonnaroo and The Great Escape and, you know, festivals from around the world that are here to sort of check out bands to, you know, book at their festival like in 6 months' time. Or,
well, let's move on to your second choice now. This is Car Seat Headrest, and they're from Seattle. And here they are with Times to Die. Got to have faith in the one above me. Got to believe that Lombardi loves me. It's a deal. I want a deal. Let's cut a covenant. And when they took him to the temple, and that was Time to Die by Car Seat Headrest. And I guess they kind of sound a little bit like a heavier version of sort of early Beach Fossils stuff. Tell us a little bit about this artist.
So this is a guy named Will Toledo. He's 22 years old and he's from Seattle. And his stage name is Car Seat Headrest. He has a full band. He has a bass player and a drummer who play with him live. And he's put out 11 records on Bandcamp by himself. He's only 22 years old, and he's just putting out his 12th record, and Matador has just signed him, which is why he's a bit of a buzz at CMJ, because he's sort of like this bedroom artist, I went to see him play, and he looks, he's really skinny, and he has glasses, and he looks like his mom is still like dressing him. Like, it's so cute and young, and he just seems, he's so fresh. So a lot of people were talking about him because they're like, 22-year-old who's putting out 12 albums. Like, how is that even possible? And so he's like, and you know, a new discovery, and the fact that he's been so prolific by himself, totally DIY, and now he's got the help of quite a well-known major label, or not major label, but major independent label, Matador, behind him. So he's been a buzz of CMJ.
And so what did his live show look like? Because I guess the music's a little bit moody. Was that reflected on stage?
Yeah, I mean, it was cute. Like, when he gets like into like a faster bit, and he's like rocking out, his glasses sort of slip down his nose, and then between songs, he does that classic nerd thing where he slides them back up, and we were all like commenting on that. But yeah, the other guys in his band, like the bass player, had like long hair and like, you know, stubble, looked more like a rocker, but he still looks like the boy next door.
Okay, well, Car Seat Headrest signed to Matador Records, and expect a bit more from them very soon. Your third band today is Downtown Boys, a punk group who formed in 2011 from Providence. And these guys seem to be grabbing people's attention with their lyrics about racial divide and the overcrowding of prisons in America. And the music behind the lyrics is certainly packing quite a punch as well.
Yeah, they were my best discovery because I'd never heard of them before.
Well, let's hear a bit of them now. This is Downtown Boys with Dancing in the Dark. And that was Dancing in the Dark by Downtown Boys. They sound like they must have had a pretty fun live show.
That's the thing, is I don't think their recordings probably do them justice. There's four women on stage and two guys, and that one of the women wasn't even playing an instrument. She was just sort of dancing. She's the dancer. They had live saxophone, and they were just people were just freaking out. And the lead singer, she's, you know, yeah, spouting sort of political messages between songs, but not like in a preachy way, in a like sort of gang, like, let's group together and make a difference. And yeah, I hadn't heard of them, and I was like, Downtown Boys, and you, from that name, you don't really know what to expect. And someone just was like, oh yeah, you should, they're pretty like punky, they're kind of politically charged, you should go to check them out. And it was probably the best, most energetic set I've seen of the whole festival, and the best crowd reaction as well.
Well, I'm all for a band that brings their own dancer on stage. Full Communism by Downtown Boys is out now on Don Giovanni Records. We're running out of time a little bit now, so we're going to have to move on to your final choice. This is Methyl Ethyl, your final highlight at CMJ this year, and they are from Perth. What else do we know about them, Ma?
I actually don't know much about them. They were just another discovery. I walked into the room, and because I couldn't really understand what people were like, I'm going to see Methyl Ethyl, blah, blah, like really fast, you know, when you're alive. I'm like, what band? And then I walked in and was like, this is great. What? I've never heard them. And so they're a band I'm definitely going to go check out again, because I only saw two songs and it wasn't enough. But when I was chatting to a promoter from Europe, and she was like, I only saw the last 10 seconds. How was the show? They're a band I've been like, you know, been on my radar. I need to see them again. So they're definitely a band that people are talking about and sort of like, I want to check them out again. And maybe, you know, I feel like they're gonna do well.
I read a quote from the lead singer, Jake Webb, who stated that he wanted the band to be a nameless, faceless entity that no one knew the gender of and that never played shows. So is there sort of a sense of mystery about them on stage?
There's three boys or men on stage. You know, guitar, bass, drums. He wore a hat, like a baseball hat. I saw him earlier, and I didn't realize he was the singer in the band. I was actually sitting at a table with him, and he was chatting to my other friends. And then I saw him on stage, but he was wearing a baseball hat, and he wasn't wearing a baseball hat in real life. So maybe that's his cover up.
Okay, so maybe change artistic direction a little bit on stage. Yeah. Well, let's hear a little clip from Methyl Ethyl. Here is To Swim from their album, O Inhuman Spectacle. Somebody will care. That was Methyl Ethyl with To Swim from the album Oh and Human Spectacle, which is out now on Dot Dash Recordings. And the other bands you heard today were Shopping, Car Seat Headrest and Downtown Boys, so be sure to check all of them out. Well, that brings us to the end of today's show. Marcellus, thank you very much for joining us. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow when we'll be discussing this week's theatre highlights. But for now, thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.